Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I am so excited to be here today, as always. I'm broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 7th, from Atlanta, Georgia. As always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, of course, this month is all about love. Kids will be making Valentine's cards. Of course, we see it all in the stores. And yes, even us adults will be eating chocolates and giving cards to our special loved ones. So this is a great time to focus on loving your business the right way, which is our theme for the month of February. I'll also be sharing with you today our upcoming events at womenaboutbiz.com, as well as we have a question of the week for you, and we'll be talking a little bit more about the book Excuses Be Gone with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and also I'll be giving some other words of inspiration from no other than Napoleon Hill, Your Magic Power to Be Rich. So I'm excited about today's show, and as always, we want to ask you to bless the life of another woman by flashing over on your phone and calling someone and asking them to tune in to Successful Woman Radio. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. If you're on the Internet listening, please feel free to go to Facebook or Twitter and let them know to tune in to Successful Woman Radio. They can listen live right from their desktop by going to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. So I'm excited that everybody is on the line today, and I've got some good stuff for you. I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about a couple of things that we've got going on at Women About Biz. Coming up on tomorrow, we actually have Creating Your Business Vision. And if you haven't written your business vision yet, this is a really great workshop for you to take. We're going to basically cover the various phases of writing your vision and how to create a strong business vision for yourself. And of course, as you know, a vision has many components to it, and so we want to clarify some of those things. So if you haven't signed up already for the Creating Your Business Vision teleclass, which will occur tomorrow, Tuesday the 8th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and do that. Our Her Vision movement is going just fine. We've got a lot of people that have been visiting the webpage of the Her Vision movement, and for those of you that might be new to the Her Vision movement, we are just so serious at Women About Biz, about women creating their vision and making things happen for themselves. And so it is our mission to make sure that every woman who is connected to us knows exactly how to write her vision. But not only that, that not only does she know how to write her vision, but that she can see her vision by creating her own personal vision board, and then she will know how to also attract whatever it is that she wants, whether it's something material, whether it's something that she wants to experience, whatever it is. Visioning is probably one of the most powerful things that a woman can have as a technique to improve her life. And I think that every woman should have on the forefront of her priorities visioning. She should automatically know what her vision is. Therefore, you know, when you're going through the course of the day, everything that you do, every decision that you make should be a decision that can be contributed towards your vision, and that's very, very important. You can learn more about Her Vision, the movement, on the womenaboutbiz.com website. Just go to womenaboutbiz.com/her-vision, and you'll be taken right to that page. And we're encouraging women all around to consider giving a vision board party. That's simply just bringing two or more people together, and you guys can create your vision boards, each take a turn explaining why you put the pictures that you did on your vision board, and you'd be very surprised at how encouraged and motivated you feel from giving your own vision board party. For those of you who are on Facebook, please don't forget to join our Her Vision Movement fan page, which is on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/ Her Vision Movement. And, of course, you'll be able to join. And on this particular fan page, you can share information about your vision, and you can provide feedback. And if you have a photo, you can upload a photo of your vision board if you'd like to share it with other individuals. So make sure you get involved with the Her Vision Movement. In addition to the announcements that I've just made, if you are interested in having your own networking group, then we invite you to join our family of network leaders. Network leaders basically become partners with Women of OutBiz in establishing their own networking group in their own community. It's a wonderful way to get known for connecting business women. It also allows you the opportunity to promote your business and provide needed resources to women within your own area. So if you're interested in becoming a network leader in Women of OutBiz, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. And look up in the top right menu bar, put your mouse over networking, and then click on Become a Leader. And, of course, there'll be information there for you. I'm excited. Our networks are growing here in the metro Atlanta area. We have networks in Stone Mountain, Lithonia, the Camp Creek area, Tucker, Lilburn, Snellville, Fayetteville, Peachtree City area, and we also are sprouting out nationally. We have our first network in Denton County, Texas, which is a part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, so I'm very excited about that. So we're growing with our networking groups, and I'm very excited to share that with you, and we look forward to letting you know about more Empower Circle networking groups that are starting up all over the U.S. Again, we're doing big things at Women About Biz, and we don't want to leave you out. If you have a particular expertise and you've been in that particular field for 3 years or more, we want to hear from you. And I want to give my number and repeat it a couple of times for you, 770-934-2109. Again, 770-934-2109. If you are an expert in a particular area that falls outside of marketing and business coaching, then we want to know you. We want to know what you can offer to the Women About Biz members, and we've got a great program lined up for individuals who are experts in a particular area as it pertains to the field of business and helping business women to grow their business. So, again, make sure if you do, I want to hear from you personally, just give me a call at 770-934-2109 after the show, of course, and I am excited about entertaining your call and talking to you and how you can join the experts at Women About Biz. If you are a silver or a gold member at Women About Biz, we've got a great member orientation coming up for you this evening, the 7th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you to go to the womenaboutbiz.com website and register for the member orientation. This is going to let you know how to take advantage of your membership. It's going to let you know all of the discounts, all of the benefits, and how to promote your business on the womenaboutbiz.com website. So it's important that if you are a member that you take this very important orientation. Now, if you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Everybody knows that Women About Biz is the go-to resource for business women. From starting and growing your business to getting loans to figuring out how you're going to fund your business, we are here to help you make it happen for yourself. So make sure you go on womenaboutbiz.com. And if you haven't signed up for the very least our free silver membership, that's something that you need to be doing today. Well, again, it is the month of February, and it's all about love, and I'm sure that there are some people who want to give some wonderful gifts to individuals for Valentine's Day, and so I want to open up the lines at this time and allow individuals who offer a service or a product that would be great for a Valentine's gift, I want to allow you the opportunity to introduce yourself, your city and location, and also give us your website, okay? So, again, you'll be introducing yourself, your city, your location, and giving us your website. So at this time, if you have a unique or special gift that you feel would make a great Valentine's gift, perhaps gift baskets, massages, anything that you feel that's of value for Valentine's Day, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad because we want to know who you are. And it's especially valuable if this is something that can be mailed out in the next few days. We want to know what you have. So go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad, and you'll be able to let us know about your product or service and let us know why you feel that it's a great Valentine's Day gift to be able to give our special loved one. And again, that opportunity is opened up for you guys, so take advantage of it. Just press *1 on your phone keypad. Okay, and I see that we have some people coming and pressing their phone. Caller on 8179. Caller 8179, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Trina, and good morning, everyone. This is Marie Fertoni calling from Atlanta. And,
hi, Marie. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'll just share a little bit. I have kind of an interesting thing to be able to do for Valentine's Day. A lot of people don't think of this, and this is probably a very sort of upside-down gift. However, I know that many of you know the great financial guru and consultant, Susie Orman, and I've listened and been a student of hers for many years. Susie says that if one of the things, one of the best love letters and loving things you can do for your family is to provide them with a will, the power of attorney, and your living will. That is something that I could provide to all of our guests for free as a courtesy service. Through a company that I work with as an employee benefit manager, and that is with Prepaid Legal Services. If anyone wanted to contact me, my website is mariefertoni.com, and my last name is F-R-A-T-O-N-I. My contact information is there. I can review what the service is and to set everybody up so that they can get the free will, the power of the attorney, and their living will. And for an individual person, that could save you about $700 and protect the rights of yourself and your family. And if you're married or in a significant relationship, really up to about $1,500 value.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Marie. And again, that's mariefertoni.com, Marie, F-R-A-T-O-N-I.com. Marie, thanks so much. Okay, and we have live 3792. Your last four of your phone is 3792. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Keisha Thompson calling from Pink Princess Pastry. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. Well, I live in Atlanta, and I'm a local baker, and I do catering services. And for Valentine's Day, I'm actually offering cupcake bouquets, which is you get a lovely flower pot decorated, and you get a dozen cupcakes in the flower pot.
Okay, wonderful. And what is your website?
It's www.pinkprincesspastry.com.
Okay, so that's Pink Princess. Uh-huh, go ahead.
PINKPRINCESSPASTRY.com. And I'm giving a special 1% off for all first-time customers.
Okay, wonderful. And again, for all of you who are listening, that's Pink Princess Pastry. .com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay,
thank you.
Caller. Caller, last four of your phone, 9306. You're live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Go ahead. caller whose phone number ends in 9306. You're live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Go ahead. Okay, that caller may be having a little bit of a difficulty. Caller who is on line 7557. Caller line 7557. Go ahead.
Yes, Trina, good afternoon, I guess it is. This is Dee Williams in Atlanta.
Oh, wonderful.
My,
hi, Dee.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm a wellness consultant with magnetic therapy with the company Meekin. And what we have to offer this month for Valentine's Day is to give the gift of health. And giving
okay.
the gift of health would be we have some lovely magnetic jewelry that would help with your balance and any problems that you may have with neck and shoulders. We have sports bracelets, and we also have a nice facial line of products. So,
oh, wonderful, you wonderful.
To, you could go to my website, which would be Meekin, www.meekin, N-I-K-K-E-N.com, slash the number 2, the letter P, the word well, W-E-L-L, the number 4, and the word life.
Okay. Okay, let me repeat that for everybody. So that's Meekin.com, that's Nikkin.com/2P, well, and the number 4, life. Okay? So I'm excited about
P
that.
Did you say P or B? B as in boy.
I said P as in Paul. Why don't you go ahead and
B.
give your phone number if you feel comfortable with that, D, and people can connect with you.
Yes, it's B as in boy, not P as in Paul. B.
Okay.
To be, like to be
okay.
or not to be.
Okay.
okay. And
so
my number is
let's repeat that right quick. Hold on,
okay.
D. Let's repeat that right quick. That's Nikkin.com/2B as in boy, well, the number 4, and life. Okay, and go ahead and give your number because that is quite a long website. Go
email,
ahead and give your
right.
number if you're comfortable. Uh-huh.
My number is 770-715-7557.
7557. Okay, wonderful. And that was Dee Williams with Meekin, and that was a good gift. Thank you so much for participating.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And, of course, those of you who are listening on the line, these are business women who are sharing gift ideas that they have. And so if you have not found a gift that you're looking to give a loved one, you're looking for something unique, these ladies have stepped up and stepped out and provided you with unique ideas and things that you can connect with them about. And it's all about us as women helping one another, because as you know, sometimes we go to the stores and we patronize and we give our monies to the stores, but we need to help one another. And I'm here to just let you know, if you are a businesswoman and you're wanting other women to patronize you, then guess what you have to do? You also have to patronize other women. And of course, as women, business women as a whole, we have to learn to develop business relationships. So kudos to those women that came live on the air and shared. And if anyone else at this time would like to share a gift idea for Valentine's Day, please press *1 on your phone keypad. Of course, going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to go ahead and close out that offer, and we're going to go and move forward with the show. I want to thank again all of the people who have tuned in to listen to Successful Woman Radio Show today. And again, you are still not too late to go ahead and flash over and call another woman and bless her life by having her to tune in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Also, if you're already on the line listening live via your desktop on your computer, you know, flash over to the Facebook and Twitter page and make sure you let people know, hey, I'm listening live to Successful Woman Radio. And just go ahead and pop the number there also for them, 347-637-2589. And again, to listen on the air via your desktop, it is blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. Well, it's all about loving your business today, and we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to go ahead and address our question of the week, and this comes from Chelsea, who is in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Chelsea, and thank you so much for writing in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Chelsea says, "Dear Coach Trina, I've just started my business, and although I feel that I'm good at networking, oftentimes I don't know what to say when I'm networking with other businesswomen. I guess it's because I feel that I'm so new in business that I'm a little bit shy about it. Can you help?" Wow. Well, thanks, Chelsea. And, of course, I'm excited that, about that particular question because networking is definitely my forte. Well, the first thing I want to let you know, Chelsea, that you've got to do when you're preparing to network is that with everything, there has to be a system, and networking is no different. So you have to create your networking system. So you need to set yourself down, get some time in your planner, maybe an hour, and sit down and just brainstorm with yourself of the tools and things that you're going to need in order to present yourself properly at networking meetings. You know, should you take a brochure or should you have postcards printed? What tool will you use to be able to present yourself? And then the other thing that you will need to do, and I recommend this all the time, is create a script for yourself. Scripts are very important. It helps us to feel more comfortable. It helps us to practice ahead of time. And so you want to create a script for yourself as you are introducing yourself. And remember, one of the things that we want to keep in mind is that when we're at networking meetings and someone is saying, "Tell me about yourself," they're really not looking for a historical or chronological rundown on who you are, where you were born, you know, what you do. They're basically saying, "How can you benefit me? What do you have that I might be interested in purchasing or that I might be interested in partaking of? What do you have?" And so that's very important for you to know that because you can take up, 30 seconds to 3 minutes giving someone a rundown of your life history when all they really wanted to know is how you can benefit them. So that's very, very important that you understand that. So if you create a script for yourself, it will help you to not fumble over your words. And when you record your script so you can hear what you are saying, or if you role play maybe with another business associate, you can really fine-tune what you're saying, and then you can basically continue to test it out until something works and you get great responses. So, again, that is one way to help you to feel more comfortable with networking and not being shy or introverted. Another thing that you definitely need to think about as well is your follow-up strategies, Chelsea. You want to make sure that you have a follow-up strategy so that as you are receiving connections with other people, people are giving you their business card, they're letting you know how to connect with them, it's important that you have a follow-up strategy. So the rule of thumb is really within 24 to 48 hours, you need to be following up and calling those individuals. If you do it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, you're in some serious trouble. And I know that I'm not always practicing what I preach, but I know that I have made the mistake of calling people months later, and it's not a good thing. Networking is all about relationships. Relationship means that if you call someone directly after you meet with them, what you're going to be able to do is show that person that I do care about what you're saying. I do care about what you have to offer. And don't feel so pressured, Chelsea, that you have to purchase or buy everything that someone has because you don't. Here's something that I always tell people that they can say. When someone wants you to partake of an opportunity or purchase a product or a service right away, you don't have to. But what you can say to them to keep the lines of communication open is, "That sounds interesting. I really would like to get to know you more, and I would like to learn how we can create a win-win working relationship. I can share with you about my business and the type of referrals I'm looking for, and you can share with me about your business and the type of referrals you are looking for. And together, we can develop a relationship and we can help each other. There's something that I read earlier today that came across my email from Pink Magazine, and it was a very interesting topic on networking and what you should do as far as networking is concerned. And the thing that struck my interest was when they said, don't call someone asking them for a favor when you haven't called them in ages. You have not talk to them in a long time. And I'm going to go ahead and quote what they said. And this came from, again, The Little Pink Book, which is a very good e-news that comes every day to your inbox, giving you little snippets. You can go to pinkmagazine.com and subscribe to it. But they say, if you only get in touch with the contact when you need something, whether it's a job, a reference, or whatever, their desire to help you will quickly vanish. Remember, people are under no obligation to lend you a hand. They want to get something out of the relationship, too. So that's very, very important, very important. So you need to remember that networking is a relationship. It's all about relationship, and it's not just about someone purchasing your product or service, especially if they don't know you. So it's important for you to remember, Chelsea, that networking, to develop good networking skills, it's going to take time. But what I do recommend that you you do is that you network or go to a networking event at least once or twice per week. That's not going to only help you to get out of your shyness and get you back into the scheme of things, but it's also going to help you to extend your contact list. It's going to help you to find individuals that you want to build business relationships with. And last but not least, I want to say don't feel pressured to have to build a relationship with every single person that you meet. You may go to a networking meeting and there may be 20 or 30 people there, but it doesn't mean that you have to build a relationship with all 20 or 30 people. Be sincere. Be authentic. Build a relationship with the people that you feel a genuine connection with and you can't go wrong. So, Chelsea, I hope that those tips helped you to further develop your networking strategy. And as always, I'd like to offer you a 30-minute power talk session with me, your success coach, Trina Newby. Just simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. And once you get there, just click on services and go to business coaching. And from there, you can automatically request a 30-minute power talk with me and get some more tools and resources to help you grow your business. It is 12:27 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Well, we'll go right to talking about loving your business and what that means. You know, I have often said that when women start their business, they often start their business like they're having a baby. They birth the business, and then they hug the business, and they feel so close to the business that they don't let the business grow up. In order to love your business the right way, it's going to be important for you to first set a solid foundation where that business can grow properly. And part of that solid foundation, number one, includes that you're in touch with your business. That means that if you're already in business, you have to know how to evaluate your business to know what the where are the improvements needed and what you need to do to improve as a female CEO. So let's just talk a little bit about evaluating your business and what you need to do. Recently on one of our weekly group coaching sessions, I talked about the SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And the SWOT analysis is something that's been utilized, you know, for many, many decades now. And it's a real good way to look and see if you know, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, but also it helps you to brainstorm and figure out how you're going to improve certain areas in your business. So the SWOT analysis is one way to evaluate your business. And what I'm going to do right now is just give you a quick exercise. I'm not going to go deep into the SWOT analysis, but I am going to give you a quick exercise to do, of course, on a blank sheet of paper. And for those of you that don't have paper and pen when you listen to Successful Woman Radio, shame on you. You know we're always trying to give you some good resources. So if you have pen and paper, draw a line going vertical and then a line going across, okay, like a square, okay? And on the left-hand side of the box, write strengths, and on the right-hand side, write weaknesses, okay? And then in the bottom left, okay, write opportunities, and then on the right-hand, write threats. Now, what you're to do, not now, but after maybe the show or block some time to do a SWOT analysis, what you're going to do is to write your strengths and your weaknesses down, which normally pertain to the inside of your business. These are referring to internal things, you know. Strengths could be anything that is contributing to your business. A weakness could be anything that's taken away from your business. Also, at the bottom, you're going to write any opportunities that you feel may be available to your business but you have not taken advantage of. And then you're also going to write down any threats that you are perceiving from the outside. So strengths and weaknesses are basically referring to the internal side of your businesses, while opportunities and threats are basically referring to the outside of your business. And this is really pretty much what the SWOT analysis is all about. Now, I will have to tell you that you have to be brutally honest in doing your SWOT analysis, because if you're not, you can't basically evaluate your company correctly. It's like giving yourself a report card, okay? So strengths and weaknesses referring to the inside, opportunities and threats referring to the outside. So continue to really work on your SWOT analysis, and, of course, you can always request a power talk with me, and, you know, I can give you a little bit more information about SWOT and also how you can be a part of our weekly group coaching sessions that will help you to further enhance your SWOT analysis and grow your company. Another way you can evaluate your company and truly love your business is through doing a cash flow analysis, okay? And, you know, a lot of women shy away from numbers. Women have a tendency to not only shy away from numbers, but women can go months without doing their bookkeeping. And maybe somebody's is laughing right now because you ladies know what I'm talking about. We have a tendency not to focus sometimes on the management side of business, and we'll go months without doing bookkeeping or accounting. The cash flow analysis is so important to your business because it's going to help you to grow your company and know where your weak spots are financially. It's also going to help you to come up with your sales goals, which is very, very important. And so if you're familiar with Excel, you can simply create an Excel spreadsheet by at the top listing your intake. Okay, this is all the monies that you have coming in on a monthly basis, and then skipping a few lines and then creating your expenses and listing all of your expenses. Okay, now you add up all of your expenses, and then you're going to subtract them from the monthly intake. Now, if you have a negative number, that lets you know that you need to set your sales goals much higher in order to break even. If you have broken even and gone above that and you have money left over, that's considered your net profit. Okay, so what you want to make sure in your expenses is that not only have you created your income row in your expense column, you want to make sure that you've allotted money for your income, but it also if you're paying like your virtual assistant and other individuals, you also want to make sure that you have that there as well. Now, if you are a gold member at womenaboutbiz.com, you can simply go to our download area and simply download the cash flow worksheet template for yourself, and you'll be able to get it there. the cash flow is very important, and I do a cash flow all the time. It helps me to make decisions also on whether or not I want to add new services or products to the company, and the cash flow will never lie to you. And that's one thing that I do like about those numbers. They will never lie to you, and they will help you to make great decisions for your business. Loving your business is something that it takes a little bit of time to understand how to love your business the right way. And I want to slow it down right now and talk to you ladies about this. You know, oftentimes as women, we want to have a successful business. Who doesn't want to be a success, okay? However, sometimes we do things that are contrary to being successful and contrary to loving our business. So I want to give you a few attributes about being a female CEO and what a female CEO is, how she's supposed to think. Now, keep in mind that as a CEO of your company, your responsibility is to first and foremost to be the pace setter, to be the policy maker, to come up with new ideas and ways to make money and grow your business. You're the overall ambassador of your business. And so what that means is that you are responsible for everything. If something doesn't work in the business, then you have to go back to yourself and say, what is it that I have not implemented? What is it that I haven't done to make this company, to give this company the right environment to grow, okay? Not to make it grow necessarily, but to give it the right environment to grow. So as a female CEO, one of the things that you have to be willing to do is, number one, you've got to have a marketing budget. There is no such thing as being in business and not having a marketing budget. It's absolutely impossible. As a matter of fact, one of our new experts, Tori Allen with Brainchild Associates, is going to be coming on the show this month, and she's going to be talking about marketing and some ways that you can really market on a shoestring budget. But shoestring budget be it, you still have to have a budget, okay? And as a female CEO, if you're wanting to get to that six-figure income or that mid or high six-figure income every year, you have got to have a paradigm shift in the way you think about money and spending money. You have to have a budget. That's the first thing. The second thing is, as a female CEO, you can't do everything on your own. And so I want to encourage you to create what we call a power team. A power team is a list of individuals that you go to for particular services and products to help you grow your company when you need them. Now, it's not going to do you any good if you are looking to go to someone at the last minute because you wouldn't have had any time to build a relationship with that individual and to know whether or not you want them to provide a service to you or not. So creating a power team is something that has to be done ahead of time, okay? So what you would do is you would list all of the types of individuals that you feel you would need to access for your company. It could be an attorney. It could be a business coach, consultant. It could be a bookkeeper or an accountant, okay? It could be a web designer or a graphic designer. It could be a virtual assistant who, when you need them, can help you to make things happen administratively. And you make a list of the individuals that you really need on your power team. In other words, when I need something implemented and I've got to get it done as the CEO of my company, I've got to know how to go to these people that I've already established a relationship with. So what you do is you make a list of these individuals and then you go on the hunt and you interview a few people to decide, okay, who is it that I need to have in my Rolodex so that when I need help with a specific thing, they know who I am, and I'm going to keep in connection with them, and I can go to them when I need a particular product or service, okay? That's very, very important. So you need to create your power team. It's 12:38 after the hour, and for those of you that have just joined us, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach and host, and I want to thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about loving your business the right way. perhaps someone who's listening to the show has a comment or would like to ask me a question in reference to being a female CEO, feel free to press star 1 on your phone keypad. The lines are open for any questions that you may have to growing your business or to getting your business started the right way. We definitely want to love our business correctly, because when we don't, it's going to show. The first area that it's going to show, of course, is that we're not getting any phone calls. We're not having anyone call us about our products or services. And then, of course, we look at our checking account, and we're not seeing the amount of money that we would like to see in our checking to cover our expenditures. So those are the first two signs that we have to let us know that something is not going right with my business. I'm going to take a break right now. I think we have someone who's raised their hand. Caller, your last four is 0268. Last four is 0268. You're live on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Give us your name, your city, and let us know about your company. Go ahead. You're live on the air, 0268. Caller, 0268. Okay, well, perhaps there's a technical difficulty, or they may be calling from a cell phone and can't get live right at this time. We're going to move on. We're talking about loving your business the right way. Do you really love your business? Are you doing the things that you need to do to make it happen for yourself and your business? Let's talk about some more things that you need to be doing as a female CEO of your company. Do you have a vision? It's a simple statement that you can literally repeat and say to anyone that says, what is your vision? Visioning is so important, and I think I mentioned earlier in our announcements that we have a Creating Your Vision teleclass that's coming up tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But right now I want to literally talk about vision and what visioning can literally do for you. You know, a lot of people have been coming on the show and listening to me now for a couple of years, and I had a recent person to call and say, Trina, I've been listening at you talk about writing my vision for almost 2 years, and I don't know why I procrastinated, but she finally wrote her vision. She sent it to me, beautiful vision. And she told me that she has already started seeing results because she's so motivated now that she really knows what her vision is. So I just quickly want to tell you about a vision and share with you how to get started with that. You know, a vision is something that really is not your goals, and I've said that before. A lot of people think goal setting is visioning, but it's not. Your vision is basically stating what it is that you would like to experience at some point in time in your life. And if you are new to visioning, I always recommend that you start off saying what it is that you would like to experience, what is it that you would like to see or have within a specific amount of time, maybe within 6 months to a year if it's new, because you need to see the power of how visioning works before you start planning things that are far off, like 5 and 10 years. You need to see the power of what visioning is. But visioning allows you to manifest. And for those of you that are listening, I want you to hear me intently, because I'm giving you something quite incredible today. I'm telling you something that it took me years to learn and to understand, and that was the power of manifestation. Did you know that being able to have a vision, putting it on paper, and then being able to see it as in a vision board helps you to attract the things that you want in life? Did you know that it helps you to manifest the things that you would like to have? It's absolutely amazing. It's an actual power that we all possess as human beings, but we take so many things for granted. We're always expecting for things to fall out of the sky that we basically ignore the given powers that we have literally by being human beings. So know that being able to vision, being able to have a thought, take it out of your head, and being able to see it, feel it, or touch it, or experience it in some fashion or form is a miracle in and of itself. It's absolutely incredible. So take the time today, I implore you, take the time today to write your vision. What is it that you would like to experience within the next 3 months? Are you trying to purchase a new car? Are you wanting a home? Do you want to experience, you know, $30,000 in your checking account within 90 days? What is it that you're wanting to experience? One thing about visioning I want to let you know, though, is that you must always be included in the vision. It must be you. Remember, we talk all the time about putting the mask on ourselves first before we can put it on anyone else to help anyone else. Well, visioning is very important for you to understand that. You must have a vision where you are included, where you are the central focus point. This is what I need to experience. This is what I need to have. This is what I would like to see for myself. Then you can begin to manifest those things. You can begin to get motivated. And then once you are able to bless yourself, once you are able to start seeing and attracting the things that you need to have in your life, then you are able to help other people. Case in point, you decide that, hey, you know what? I really would like to experience having $10,000 in my checking account. Every month I find myself going in the negative, you might say, and I really would like to experience having a certain amount of money. So I want to experience growth in my company, but just not be so generic with growth. I want to experience a specific financial growth in my company. I would like to see $10,000 cash coming to me every single month. That's what I want. That's what I need. So say that happens. You write it down. You just get motivated. You create affirmations every day leading towards your vision. You make sure that the decisions that you're making every day are leading to your vision. You make sure that the actions that you're taking are leading towards your vision. Okay? And let's say that vision occurs. Wow. You're growing your company, you're moving so quickly, you haven't even noticed that you've got thousands of dollars in your checking account. Now you're able to bless other people. Now you're able to help someone else. And that is the beauty of vision, is that once you're able to help yourself and declare what it is you want to see, what it is you want to experience and feel, then you are able to expand that and bless someone else and help someone else. So I want to encourage you to write your vision, so much so that if you don't have a short vision statement of what you would want to feel or experience or touch within this next 3 to 6 months, I want you to declare it today that I'm writing my vision this week. Please step up, step out, press *1 on your phone keypad and declare that you are going to write your vision this week. Write your vision this week. Make it bold, make it plain, and make it happen for yourself. That's what loving your business is all about. Loving your business is being willing to look at the weaknesses that you have, being willing to look at the strengths of what you have, the opportunities, the threats, looking at all of the things that you need to do, looking at building a power team, looking at having your vision. That's what being a female CEO is all about. That's what loving your business the right way is all about. And so often as females, I'm one, so I know, so often we can be so busy doing nothing, and you ladies know exactly what I'm talking about. You can be busy all day long shuffling paper, being on the internet, and by the end of the day, you don't even know what you did to contribute to your business. So another way to love yourself is to hold yourself accountable. To love your business is to hold yourself accountable to what it is that you have purpose to do. And in order to do that, sometimes it's important to have a partner or to belong to a mastermind group or to belong to a coaching group. And so I want to encourage all of you who are listening to the show today is to consider being a part of our Women About Biz group coaching program. It's like no other, and I'm always excited about it because I can show and share with so many people how to grow their business. We also show you how to be self-accountable, how to hold yourself accountable to the things that you know are important to you and your business. Listen, ladies, I'm serious this year. I'm very serious this year about helping you to get where you need to be. And our theme this year, for the entire year that we covered in January, No Excuses, Making It Happen in 2011, I am very serious because as women, we've just been making excuses for too long. We really have. We've been making them for too long, and every year we come back and we visit the same street. We visit the same back channel every single year, and we haven't grown as much as we would like to in our companies and for our business. So this is the time to step up, shape up, and step out. This is the time to be the female CEO that you were meant to be. You can't play this year. You've been going on too long and not having the kind of money that you want to have. So you know that you are loving your business when you understand that you can't go on month after month and not have a profit come in your company. That's when you know that you love your business because you're not going to put up with it. You're not going to sit idly by and allow that to happen. You have to reach out to others, get some constructive criticism, get some coaching, and get someone to brainstorm with you and figure out how to turn that business around and how to make it in 2011. It is 10 minutes till the hour of 1 o'clock, and you are on the Successful Woman Radio Show. And this is your success coach and host, Trina Newby. I want to thank all of you again for being a part of the show, and I want to ask you guys for the special blessing of spreading the word about Successful Woman Radio. We are so excited to have a lot of people participating and tuning into the show every Monday, and we are getting ready to break the show out and have its own website, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, which will be debuting on next Monday. So we're very, very excited about that, and we're going to be able to have pictures of all of the individuals that we're going to have on the show this year. We're going to be able to have broadcasts that you can re-listen to. So we're very, very excited about that. And Successful Woman Radio is really growing. And I am just so honored to be able to be given the opportunity to bless the lives of other women. Sometimes it's not all about money. Sometimes it's about being willing to share, okay, share from your failures and share from your successes with other people so that they can learn and so that they can make things happen for themselves. And so if you are serious about growing your company in 2011, you will want to make sure that you have blocked in your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon, the Successful Woman Radio Show. You'll want to make sure that you have gone to womenaboutbiz.com and you have joined us so that you can stay in the loop with all of the wonderful educational programs that we have available for you. And, of course, our Her Vision movement is absolutely at no cost. We want you to help us to not only utilize it for yourself, but help us to spread the word about the Her Vision movement. If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/HERVisionMovement and make sure you become a fan on that page and push it to other people and let them know about it as well. The thing that we want to do is to bless one another as women, and we have to. So I'm going to start off the declaration this year by saying this is my year in 2011, and my goal for this year is $750,000 in profit. That's my goal, $750,000. I like the number 7. It speaks perfection. So that's my goal this year, and I'm being bold and declaring it to my listeners that that's what I want to do for myself. Do you have a number that you want to declare for yourself? If you do, we still have a few minutes left on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Go ahead and press star 1, give us your name, the city you're from, and declare what's your magic number this year. What is it that you're trying to get to financially? How are you going to make it happen? Star 1 is the magic number. Press it on your phone keypad and let us know what you're going to be doing this year financially for yourself. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. It's approximately 12:55, 5 minutes to the hour. And again, we want to thank you. We have someone on 7938. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
My name is Deborah Adderley, and I'm from Atlanta, Snellville, Georgia, and I declare $100,000 this year.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I don't blame you. Go for it. And after you make that 100 this year, let's triple it or quadruple it for the next year, okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. So we had someone to declare $100,000 for this year. And so, listen, I'm going to give you guys a quick formula at how to make that happen, how to know what you need to do to make that happen. You've got to do a cash flow worksheet. That's what's going to be so important. And so I'm definitely going to make sure that we have a teleclass on preparing your cash flow worksheet so that everybody understands how to make one happen. But when you do a cash flow worksheet and when you do a projected one, one of the things that you can do is project out what all of your expenses would be, add them up, and then pad it between 20 to 100%. That will give you a number of the type of intake that you want to have. And then you can divide that by the average cost of your product or service, and it will tell you the number of customers you need to have to make that happen every year. I'm going a little fast, but I will come back next at the next show, and I will revisit the cash flow and talk to you about all of the many miracles that it has for us to really evaluate our companies and to make things happen. You know, loving your business is more than just saying, I love my business. I'm proud of the business that I have, and I have a passion for my business. Loving your business is just like loving yourself. You have to do what's best for it. Sometimes you have to sacrifice. Sometimes you may not have money coming in the business for a marketing budget, but sometimes you may have to squeeze and pinch and save so that you do have the funds to put in a marketing budget. Remember, nobody's going to invest in your business. The banks, SBA, nobody, if you're not investing in yourself, and that's very, very important. Well, we've come to the end of the show where it's time for our inspirational moment. And I just want to share something with you guys from Napoleon Hill, who is one of my most favorite authors of all time. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich, says that there are basically 14 secrets to success. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to share just a few of those secrets with you. He says, you must be willing to render more service than you ask people to pay for. He says, you must engage in no transaction intentionally that does not benefit all whom it affects. He says, make no statements that I do not believe to be true. You've got to believe in what you're offering individuals. You have got to like people more than you like money, he says. And you have to have a sincere desire in your heart to be of useful service to the greatest possible number of people. You have to accept no favors from anyone without giving favors in return. Very, very important. And he says, ask nothing of any person without having a right to that for which you ask. He says, enter into no agreements with people over trivial matters. He says, never flatter people for the purpose of gaining their confidence. In other words, don't make people feel good about themselves if you can't back it up and show that you're genuinely interested in having a relationship with them. He says, sell counsel and advice to other people at a modest price, but never offer free advice. And while teaching others how to achieve success, he says he has had to demonstrate that he can make his philosophy work for himself. So when you're sharing with other people information, make sure that you know how to do it, how to make it happen for you. And so what I share with you on the Successful Woman Radio Show, what I discuss with you on the show, trust me, I have experienced it. I have been there. I have done that. And it has constantly molded me into the woman that I need to be today. So I ask you to join me in loving your business the right way. Let's make it happen for yourself in February and in 2011. Make sure you mark your calendar for next Monday. We've got a great show lineup for you. Make sure you share the show with everybody that you know. And what are you waiting for? Get on Women About Biz and start networking. Join our social networking. Take care, everybody. Here's to loving your business in February and always. Take care.